Hey everyone, this is a special sneak peek at Kate and Matt's new show hosted on patreon.com/butwhythough, a Patreon page for But Why Though, a geek community website. Check it out. So I Was Thinking, hosted by me, Kate, and Matt.
Hello.
And this show is going to be hosted exclusively on the Patreon page for But Why Though, a geek community, the website and podcast network. But in this episode 0 and episode 1, we're going to be giving you a sneak peek at what you can expect from mine and Matt's podcast.
And I'm excited.
I do think that we should explain what But Why Though, a geek community is before we get the ball rolling. Mainly because if you're listening to this episode, you're listening to it on But Why Though, the podcast feed. Now, there is a difference. So, But Why Though, the podcast is what we started as, and But Why Though, geek community is what we've grown into. We're a website of contributors and podcasts that all provide commentary on popular culture, as well as critical analysis of it. We have reviews, recaps, summaries of all types of things, from video games, movies, and comics, to cosplay tutorials and conventions. So yeah, that is what our community is, and that's what the Patreon supports.
Yep.
But I should also explain who I am. I am assuming you know who I am because of where you're listening to this on, but if you just became a patron and you are tuning in for the first time, my name is Kate. And I am the podcast host on But Why Though, the podcast, as well as Oh My Wednesday, American Gods podcast, and Did You Have To in anime podcast. I am also editor-in-chief of But Why Though, the geek community, and I do all my writing on there as well. Matt, what about you?
I'm Matt from But Why Though, the podcast as well, and basically I don't do all the fancy other recordings that Kate does. But I am the content strategist of But Why Though, geek community, along with I cover a lot of our conventions and do a little bit of writing there. But that's about all I do.
But, like, that's also a lot. You're a master of spreadsheets.
Yes. I mean, obviously we both have a lot of degrees that have nothing to do with our community whatsoever, but we have things.
Oh yeah, we have degrees for days. This is a house of learned doctors over here. But yeah, I mean, Matt, I know that, like, this podcast pretty much came from you, so why don't you explain to people what it is?
Okay, so basically, if you've never heard the story of the last card in the deck and whether it's relevant or not, I thought about that, which will probably be a topic of, I thought about this, doing this podcast for a while, but I wasn't really sure if we should do it or not. Kind of sat around on this idea of doing a podcast with Kate, just because, like, as much as we do have fun doing But Why the podcast, Kate and I do have a lot of other in-depth, I guess if you want to call them in-depth, conversations about a lot of just things that are probably random. And they are relevant. Some of them aren't relevant. Some of them are just things that you probably think are irrelevant that we make relevant.
See.
But just even that explanation thing. So then I asked her about it. We kind of threw it around for a little bit. And so we decided that's what we were going to do. And I think since we were deciding to start the Patreon, we figured we'd throw it on there to have it as a nice little exclusive show that Kate and I can do for some fun. And then you all, hopefully people and our patrons, can enjoy as well.
Yeah. And the episodes are going to be about 30 minutes in length. And like Matt said, like, we're going to go in depth. Honestly, it feels like we're just recording conversations that we already have with each other. We tend to think about things from different perspectives. Like, all my degrees are in liberal arts and all Matt's degrees are in the hard sciences. So we approach problems and topics from two completely different viewpoints. Which I think is actually really interesting when you sit down and you start talking about things, because I know that Matt will raise issues or thoughts on a topic that I probably haven't thought about, specifically like what he said, like the last card in the deck, it does it matter or not? Like, I personally, like, my reflexive thing was to be like, yeah, it does, it's in the deck. And then it took like a 30-minute conversation of Matt explaining, well, technically. And yeah, so that's kind of the stuff that you can expect. It's, I mean, if you don't know by now, you didn't listen to our terrible idea that was the drinking game AMA, Matt and I live in the same house, although we record in different rooms. So we have a lot of time to kind of think about topics and ideas and really just like talk about things. So yeah.
As far as the last card in the deck thing, you may not have heard it, but basically it states, is the last card in your deck relevant or not? And basically, if you were not planning to ever go through all of your deck, depending on what game you play, then the last card is technically irrelevant in what it does, versus if you were planning to use all of the cards in your deck. It's a lot of statistics, and basically it's a weird thing that hurts your brain, because you think it's important, but depending on whether you had planned to actually ever get that far, it's actually irrelevant.
Yeah, it also kind of like... There's something else I was thinking about with this. Oh, yeah! Like, resources... Like, for some reason, my head, like, after I kind of, like, thought about this stuff after, was just like, oh, what about those resources you hoard in games but never use? Do they actually matter if you never use the rare... If you never use the rare item that you've been collecting?
Yeah, I mean, basically, people, you know, debate about that all the time of, like, why don't you use this now? And you're like, I might need a better chance. But if that better chance never comes or you never feel to use it, then you technically never got any benefit from it.
Which is why I'm sure that if you log on to Matt's ESO character or any of his characters, you will just find stacks and stacks and stacks of stuff that he refused to lend you when you needed it.
You'll be fine. but I guess, Kate, kind of give us, I mean, obviously this is summed up, but I guess what are some other topics that we kind of look to explore, I guess, as a broad view?
Yeah, so some of the other topics, like, we plan to do a lot of stuff, like city infrastructure and whether or not scooters are good in cities. Rotten Tomatoes versus Metacritic and what the hell does that all mean? One of the ones that I really want to talk about is, like, lying in trailers and, like, how deceptive marketing works and whether or not, like, it's good for these huge, huge movies to do it, and how it is from, like, the creator's standpoint. Let's see. Oh, Aliens also, or I guess Aliens, specifically, SETI, so the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And there were some, like, really science... These are just off the top of my head, because I forgot to pull up.
Yeah, so I guess they're trying to help you out, since obviously you just kind of start to pull up to off the top of the head. We have, like, I think, obviously, your internet profile. I don't think people realize, one, how much data they give away, and how much location they give away of your internet profile, and how easy it is to find. We talk about the Twitter bubble effect, and what we have known as our 12% rule, because Twitter is actually a very small percentage of actual social media population. Do we live in a matrix is another one that should be interesting. Obviously, we've talked about it on some of these topics, if you notice, are like, oh, well, this sounds like something you guys have discussed on some of your other episodes and brought up. Well, yeah, we kind of have, but now we're going to actually dedicate a lot more time to actually discussing these things.
Yeah, because it's one of the things, too, is, like, I think that there are a lot of things, like, on our main podcast and But Why, though, that we want to go into really big in-depth discussions on, but time just doesn't allow. Like, I would love to have a giant conversation about, like, just using the Matrix, like, about, like, the philosophy behind the Matrix and the actual, like, question is if we're in one and, like the deep stuff about that, which, like, we did go into on that episode, but at the end of the day, like, we were restricted by time. And I also think that, like, the way Matt and I talk to each other, because we literally see each other every day because he's my husband, it's a little bit different than what we talk about with, like, our other hosts or guests, because we kind of have, like, this common language between us that kind of helps us kind of see where the other person is going to start talking, going, and that type of stuff. And we also... We know what each other's realms of experience are, so far as, like, what my subject expertise is or his subject expertise is, and we're able to work within that and kind of push each other, which I think we get a little bit on the podcast we do together, but I don't think we get a lot of it because it's not just me and him.
Yeah, I think list looking, because we've kind of already made listing. My two favorites that I do hope we do, obviously we have to agree on, is does box office money matter anymore at all? I know we've talked about that quite a bit.
Yeah. And
just to throw it out there, I do want to talk about have one on using credit cards and whether they're worth it and whether you should or not.
Matt offering that financial advice.
Yeah, well, thing. But no, as you can see, we're going to blend kind of some pop culture, some science, some just random even thoughts of like random stuff together. That, like I said, may not be relevant, maybe something you thought was irrelevant is not relevant.
Yeah, and I think too, like, I think one of the ones that I'm actually really interested in talking about is also, like, hate watching things. I know it sounds weird, but I want to, like, talk about the merits and falls of hate watching. And I also really, 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 really want to talk about being subject matter, like SMEs, subject matter experts in fandom, and how like social media essentially like blurs this line between like, oh, you have a degree in this stuff and understand like the actual broader themes because you spent all of your life studying this. That doesn't matter because I have a Twitter account with 5,000 followers. So that's definitely something I want to talk about, especially from my perspective and my position in the fandom, like being someone who did their master's literally reading comic books. So
I do wonder who is this franchise for, because I probably feel like people don't even know anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, and no. The spoilers, live tweeting. I really want to talk about spoilers.
Oh yeah, I have live tweeting fair or foul. But no, so that's kind of a sneak peek of some of the stuff that we have set up and coming to y'all. Hopefully, I don't know from there.
So, of course, this episode is going to be coming out with episode 1 as well. So if you want to go ahead and hit next, go ahead and hit next. And just so you know, if you want more of this, head on over to patreon.com/butwhytho, BUTWHYTHO, to subscribe to us and help support the website and network and get more of our stuff. And you can find me at OmaMithrandir on Twitter. Matt.
I still am not going to do sign-offs, but just if you're listening to this and you're wondering what episode 1 is, episode 1 will be your internet profile.
Yep. And how doxing is terrifying.
But how you don't even have to, that how half the time you probably dox yourself.
Yeah.